Okay, I hate that feedback. Sorry about this, not being able to hear it. We also have an additional member of the task force present. Renelle, would you just let us know who you are and how you're on the task force? We have one brief item of business of the task force to discuss, and let me briefly introduce that matter to the task force members. As you know, HGA has led a group of consultants that has studied the possibilities for a future for the Melons, and they have prepared a phase one of the, which is the phase of the work that we have just completed. And they prepared a report. It's about a 90-page document. And they submitted it to the county facilities and parks departments. And the county facilities and parks departments have taken the position that that document is should not be released to the public at this point. And I have been troubled as the chair of your task force about how to respond to the matter of the release of that document. I didn't become aware that the document had been submitted to the county until quite some time after it was submitted. It's a May 4th document. But once I found out about it, I inquired and reviewed the comments that the county, especially through the county executive's office, had made as the basis for rejecting immediate release of the report and treating it as a draft. And I took the position on your behalf as a task force that I thought that the document was so valuable to our deliberations and to the knowledge of the public, especially as we're going through a public phase, that if there were any problems with the report's completeness, that it, we could issue it as a draft and later catch up with any supplemental materials that the county executive office thought should be in the report. And here we are with a public meeting today, and middle and coming towards the end of our public phase of this without the benefit of the much more complete and more easy to read report from the consultants available to the public. And I'd like your guidance on how we might go forward with this matter of dispute between the county and over whether or not this report should become part of the public record. And this is a discussion of the task force. Any thoughts on how we should go forward? I know it's difficult because you haven't seen the report to make judgments, but if I made the report public, it would be public. And we would
said, but essentially Parks Planning staff and the architects and engineers are reviewing the draft plan that was presented. They compiled comments, so a lot of comments, and they were sent back to the consultants to incorporate that in a revised document. It's feedback that has to deal with the completeness. We want to see all the deliverables that were in the scope of work actually delivered upon in the final document. And this is, I think it's unfair to say that county staff is preventing this from being released. We're really just spending the time and working on having the correct document presented to the public so there's no confusion out there and presented back to its task force. So it's at a professional level review with landscape architects, and engineers.
Thank you for that explanation. It still is 7 weeks since the report was submitted to the county, and we don't have it available for use by the task force or the public, and of course to determine the future of this matter. to be sure that the task force knows about this matter, and that if we have any feelings about it, we can express them now, or we can address it later. But I have taken the position on behalf of the task force that the report should be issued to the public and supplemented later if the now 7 weeks of review by the county's facilities planning and parks departments and the county executive's office hasn't resulted in a document satisfactory to them. Part of this, my concern here is because as a task force, we are allocated a portion of the county budget, and that portion of the county budget goes for paying for the work of the consultants. So we have sort of a, as I see it, a fiduciary duty to make sure that the work done by them is really made available for effective use by the public and by the task force in a timely manner. So that's part of the concern. Supervisor, how about Don?
Am I correct in believing that the 8 options presented to the public now for feedback is based on the report that we need consultants to create?
Yes, the report that I'm talking about is a more complete and more easily readable account of the 8 options that are before us now. We have linked the materials that we made available to the public to that meeting where we got a report on the 8 options from the task force in a sort of a matrix form. The report expands on that information and in a option by option manner describes each of them without having to work your way through the matrix to determine what the qualities are of them. And it has other supplemental material from earlier reports all in one place, that, and some of it has been reviewed, revised, and expanded on.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I tend to err on the side of wanting to see the documents that we have paid for, that we've been working on together, that our consultants have created for us. I'm reminded, too, of the resolution, the kind of board resolution that created this task force, directed it to explore how to preserve and repair, find the best options for those. So if there's different outcomes, I need to see that, and I think the public should be made aware, for that would conflict with the original resolution that created the task force. So there's a tension there, I see, and I'd like to have that addressed promptly. And I'd ask as well, Mr. Chairman, I would ask where the holdups are in releasing this and why the public is not yet being, why it's not yet being shared with the public. So, thank you.
Most of the, it's hard to characterize the reasons that are being advanced for the inadequacy of the report, but basically they center on a belief that there isn't a sufficient analysis of the balance sheets and financial aspects of the various amenities and options and programs and that are outlined in the report. And the consultants feel that it's not, as far as I understand it, they don't feel that the project is at a stage that they can give very meaningful particular financial analyses of the subparts of the various options. When the path forward is as in the stage of development it is now. So there seems to be that seems to be the dispute. I've taken the position that I don't believe that we can at this stage get more meaningful particulars of the financial pros and cons of various aspects of the options until we do more work in phase three of the activity once we narrow which options we're dealing with. It's very hard to give good come up with meaningful figures that deal with changing the operations until we decide on the square footage and the size of the building and the other information that would go into making that kind of analysis. I'm using that only as an illustration of one of the areas that that seems to be a dispute. But I have attended meetings with the county representatives and the task force and the consultants regularly through this process to represent the task force. On this matter, there have not been any meetings. I haven't been invited to any meetings to discuss these matters at issue between the county and the consultants. So I'm not as knowledgeable. In fact, I have had to make more than one request to be at least put into the chain of emails and documents that are going on between the county and the consultants. So there are uncertainties here about exactly what is at issue.
I want to thank you, Bill, for bringing this issue up, and I also would like to see the feasibility reports as well as many other people of each of the projects. And I think there's been some dispute as to when those feasibility reports should be looked at. When we're looking at options, we should, you know, some of the options, the things we need to consider are operations costs. So when we're looking at running anything, a business or a public facility or any operation, we have to look at feasibility. So I know that there's been some discussion about when is the right time to look at the feasibility report. So I just wanted to express that there has been some conversations about looking at feasibility reports and when that comes out. So I don't know if that's factored into what's going on. But I also like to look at the feasibility reports, and I know other people would too.
Yeah, I've taken the position that if there may be a basis for supplementing the information in the existing draft of the report with additional analysis of the financial feasibility, but that the report ought to get out and stay in the condition it is now and be supplemented so that the report catches up with the public and task force when it's needed, not later. The response from the county has been that it might be misleading to send out the report without it being complete.
Yes, just a question. It seems odd, first of all, to be in a meeting where we're assessing public response to outcomes that we have apparently insufficient foundation for assessing. So a little backwards. So the question is from either the county or the consultants or both is when will this assessment be complete enough for us to have a basis of understanding?
That's difficult to determine. I understand that the consultants are still trying to respond to additional concerns or repeated concerns made by the county, and they couldn't meet those demands by now. And it's not clear to me how one will evaluate whether or not the response is adequate. I generally feel that this is a report to the task force, not just to the county. And the task force
is paying for the report, you know, and it may be worthwhile for the task force to take a position on this. Is there a motion with respect to this that anybody in the task force? We have two more task force members present. Roger Kerwicki is here, and we just saw John Gerda, who weren't able to introduce themselves earlier. Yes.
Thank you. I think first off, to characterize this as a dispute, maybe a little bit more rash than it needs to be. I think we can agree that we all want to get the report out into the public's hands as quickly as possible. But what we don't want to do is send a report out that may have inaccuracies or be incomplete in it. And this is what the county and the Parks Department is trying to do, is take a professional review of this at a high level and send it back to the consultants. And it's my understanding that the information has been sent back to the consultants for completing that report and getting it out as quickly as possible. I think we should let that the consultants do their work and publish the report, and we can agree on that. And I think the purpose of this meeting here tonight is to review a presentation by the consultants that has been drawn out of this report at a high level to take a look at what all the options are for the domes, the future of the domes, so that we all have a chance to look at it and comment on it, at least at this phase. And if another public meeting after the presentation or after the publication of the report is necessary, let's think about doing that if we need to. But I would suggest that we should get on with the course of the meeting and get into the presentation and use the public's valuable input when we get from that.
So, Mr. Chairman, you asked for a motion?
Yes.
This isn't a meeting.
Not a meeting?
No. So
okay. A recommendation? Recommendation? Okay. So, my recommendation would be that we would ask for the report as soon as we can possibly get it, that the county staff make every effort to, you know, to get the review, to get it done, to get it published. But also to share with at least the task force the original draft of it, if we feel like there are important differences, that we publish both of them so the public can see from a very transparent perspective exactly what the original report says and what the final report says, so that we can move on tonight, like someone just mentioned. Do the presentation, make sure that the public gets the information that they were promised tonight, and we can get the input from the public as soon as we can.
I take that as a motion to encourage prompt release of the report after further discussions, and with the option of having a minority position in terms of the content of the report, if that's appropriate. Supervisor Hutt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Without my back to the audience. We need to be cognizant of my position of the speaker. We have, in the past, we've seen there's the report, the great report that independently analyzed and with results showing there was a way to meet the county board's resolution, cost of repair, restoration, etc. I would like to know if, Mr. Chairman, if you were being left out of discussion with the consultants in a way that prevents information from freely flowing to us, to the task force members and the public. We do have, there was an option presented in the great report that was independently confirmed with options for a future path. We need to keep bear that in mind. It's worth the release of information as well. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
I believe I have been caught up on communications after I request information about the communications between the people from the county staff and consultants. I have not been present for any of those discussions. I have
We have a motion on the floor. Is anybody seconded? Seconded by John Gerda. And is there any further discussion?
I have a couple questions before we can go.
I'm sorry, but
the very relevant question.
I'm hesitant to open the matter beyond this task force because we're here. This was put on the agenda at the last minute. I'd rather not. That point.
High-level discussion without any transparency. How is it discussed?
Yes, I have made the point that I believe that the report in its draft form, even without the changes in it, would be of great value to the public if it were released. And now we're trying to determine how to get that to happen. The further discussion, Don. The motion is to urge the county and the consultants to resolve the differences over the content of the report as quickly as possible, and to issue the report with the option for and with the participation of the task force and in those discussions. And if the task force feels that the changes that are made in the report are significant, the task force representative should report that to the task force and the public where those differences are. Is that, and I see a nodding from.
Well, and just the issue of transparency, making sure that
yes.
All the information is posted on the website or in the public.
Yes. This would be a public result. Don? I have both a first draft and then a early June second draft, and I would treat that second draft as what's now being subject to modification. I got those reports after I learned of their presence there, that they existed, and after I made specific requests for them. Supervisor Haas.
Is there a timeline for in which this would happen?
You know, we're 7 weeks into this process now. The first draft was May 4th, and you know, the time is up. I would certainly hope that we would be able to resolve this matter in another week, 10 days. We definitely have to have this. To have us have a July 10th task force meeting to decide on choosing among the options without having the report available before July 10th for the task force doesn't seems to me to be problematic, shall we say. Is there any representative of the county that would be willing to respond to whether that's a reasonable time frame?
The consultants have the county's feedback, and it's kind of up to the consultants to respond to that. And I don't know what a reasonable time frame is for that. I think, as a general principle, it's better to do this right one time than to rush things through and create more confusion, like exactly what's happening in this room right now. So, can we commit to July 10th? I don't know. Is it an arbitrary date? Maybe it gets pushed back a month. I mean, these are generational plans that we're trying to put together. So it's right to do it right the first time.
We have a response to the question. Are there any more comments from the task force before we take a vote on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion? Raise your hands from the task force. All those opposed? Looks like it.
Bill, is this not an official task force meeting?
This is an official task force meeting. The notice was published more than 24 hours before. Yes, the agenda has been posted on the website, on the legislature.
Okay, your objection is noted. Yep. So what was the vote? Did you see?
I know the two officials said no, and I know I saw Don and Supervisor Ortiz Velez. I didn't see her hand up.
Well, it looks to me like it fails on a tie vote, and let's go on with the agenda. Thank you for your help. Now, the way we will conduct this is that there will be a presentation of the options so that you know what's being considered, and then we'll open this up to public comments.
Good evening. My name is Allison Niddick, and I'm a project architect. I'm a project architect with Quorum Architects in Milwaukee that is self-consulting.